Let's go back to last Friday's show. Margaret texted us to say, I'm a pensioner and I'm really on the breadline now. I can only afford to buy meat once a week. I have eggs, tuna, beans and bits of salad. I make my own bread once a week. When I have all my bills paid, I couldn't buy a stamp. I can't turn on the heat because I can't afford to get home heating oil. And I'm so worried for the future. Margaret, I'm so sorry you're in that position. Words fail me really, because what can I say? My response feels so inadequate. And that was Margaret, who got in touch on Friday with her heartbreaking story. Now, after the show, we got in touch with Margaret and we pushed her and we said, look, there were organisations such as St. Vincent de Paul who would be able to help. But she said, look, she's a very private person and she didn't want to ask for help, that she felt that it was something that she needed to deal with by herself. And we respected that. But coincidentally, someone... many of you got in touch expressing your support, solidarity and just sending your very best to Margaret. But one listener in particular decided to do something. And I'll tell you what, Frances Jones last week on the 11 to 1 Club, Frances, every day after 11 last week, was running this competition. It was a chance to win a €100 Super Value voucher. Now, it was given by a listener who wanted to do it just for the sake of doing it and wanted to give something forward to people. A listener who appreciates that times are difficult for many, many people at the moment with the cost of living crisis, and said, contacted Frances and said, I have these vouchers, run a competition and just simply ask people. People could simply nominate a person who they think is deserving of a €100 voucher, a €100 Super Value voucher. Well, have a listen to this.
Now it's time to find out who gets the €100 Super Value voucher. We mentioned earlier on, and right across the week, we've been asking you to nominate somebody who you thought might deserve that particular voucher for any reason whatsoever. And then on Friday, we pick a winner. Elma has just forwarded me the winner. And the winner of this week's €100 Super Value voucher is Margaret. And Margaret, if you were listening to Kerry today earlier on this morning, is the lady who contacted the show to comment on how hard she's finding it to make ends meet at the moment. Her story touched at least one of our listeners who contacted us on the 11 to 1 Club to nominate Margaret for this week's €100 voucher.
Now, isn't that a lovely ending to Margaret's situation on Friday? Whoever nominated her, you are a good person, a good soul. And the gentleman who contacted Frances with the €100 Super Value vouchers in the first place, we salute you too as well. In these times, it's often hard to forget, or it's often hard to remember, that most people are good, kind, compassionate, warm. And the decency all of you evoked on Friday when you got in touch on hearing Margaret's story just reinforced that. There is so much more good than bad. And that person who nominated Margaret for the €100 Super Value voucher, well done to you. And thanks again to the gentleman who gave the vouchers to Frances on the show in the first place. It was a very moving moment. And to them, I wish them the very best. And indeed to Margaret. Margaret, you really started a conversation on Friday, I think. And thank you for getting in touch. And we wish you the very, very best. And coming back to that conversation that Margaret started on Friday about the cost of living crisis, about the struggle that many of us have at the moment to make ends meet in terms of food, in terms of energy costs, in terms of basics. Well, we decided to speak to someone who deals with or helps people who may be vulnerable. And that man is Michael Cahalan, who is regional coordinator for Kerry with Sage Advocacy. Now, Sage Advocacy is a group that advocates for people who may be in a vulnerable position, some older people, some people with intellectual disabilities, anyone who may be in a vulnerable situation at various stages of their life, or who may always be in a vulnerable situation. And we outlined to Michael about Margaret's situation, that very stark situation that she outlined, that she could only eat meat once a week, that when she scrimped and saved and with the resources that she had, that she didn't have any money left to buy a stamp, which is very extraordinary, but true and very sad. And we asked Michael you know, first of all, what can one do if vulnerable people who are struggling with the cost of living are failing to reach out for help? And not so much failing to reach out for help, but just that they find it difficult to come forward and say, I need help. And it's not even a question of vulnerable. I think this is a story that affects so many of us. Why, if people are entitled to help, there should be no shame attached in asking for help. Why are so many of us still reluctant to ask for that vital help? I spoke to Michael Cahalan, who is Regional Coordinator for Kerry with Sage Advocacy.
Yes, I suppose from our work in Sage Advocacy, we have found that more and more people are contacting us with regard to financial worries. And it seems to be having a huge effect on older people in general. And I suppose my first thing to say is that there's always help out there. And we in Sage Advocacy provide a private and confidential service to anybody that requires it so that we can alleviate some of the worries and the pressures that are currently being experienced by older people and vulnerable people.
How common is it, though, that people, even though they're entitled to help, that there's no shame in asking for help, just don't want to seek that help? And let's put it this way, in a society, in a modern society, it shouldn't have to be this way, that so many people, given the rise in the cost of living and other social pressures, do find it hard to make ends meet, do find it hard to feed themselves. It shouldn't be that way. But setting all that aside, people shouldn't feel guilty about asking for help. But why for some is that stigma there?
Well, I suppose we all have an element of pride and, you know, if you don't have that element of pride, you feel a little bit worthless. And there's also a fear of approaching somebody with regard to having a problem. And, like, I mean, you don't have to make a big deal about it. You know, if you are in trouble, there are people out there that are trained to help you. If you have a concern, you can go to your public health nurse, your local GP. If you have a money worries, you can contact, you know, MABS, who are there to help. The credit unions often are a very, very good source of help as well. They give out small loans to people that find themselves in a crisis situation. And I suppose we give out about the government on occasion, but they are also there to help because every community has a community welfare officer who provides assistance to people that find themselves in trouble. And there's a plethora of schemes and grants and things available for older people and people that find themselves in a crisis situation, people on low incomes. We're all finding it difficult at the moment because of the economic crisis globally. If you pull up to the petrol station, you'll find that you'll have to open your wallet and root around to find more money because the price of diesel and petrol has increased. Same thing with home heating.
But Michael, could I ask you, why is there still that stigma for some people that they feel that they can't ask for help? There's something wrong in asking for help.
I think it's ingrained in people, you know, from a young age that you're out there by yourself, but that's not the case. You shouldn't feel that way. And I suppose that we have to try and change that way of thinking. And that's why we are here to make this plea this morning on Radio Kerry to ensure that people know that there are people out there to assist them and to help them. And it can be done in a very private matter. St. Vincent de Paul provide a really, really good service and it's really private and confidential. And that's why we all give a few bob when we have extra money to the likes of St. Vincent de Paul so that they can, you know, provide for people that are in difficulty. But it's a mind change that we have to bring about because nobody should feel alone or isolated.
Michael, recently the Irish Senior Citizens Parliament said that some older people are being forced to take trains to keep warm because of the skyrocketing price of energy. Would you be hearing stories like that from people who contact Sage Advocacy? And I know that Sage Advocacy advocates for older people and for people who are vulnerable, maybe people with intellectual disabilities. And you deal with a huge range of issues, not just related to income or to the cost of living. But is that something that you're hearing from people who've contacted you, that the cost of living, the cost of feeding oneself, the cost of keeping oneself warm, that the costs have increased so much that in some instances, as the Senior Citizens Parliament says, some older people are taking trains or taking public transport in order to keep warm.
And that in itself, Tracy, is a bad reflection on our government and the amount of money that we provide for older people. Like the average pension is €253 thereabouts. Like nobody could survive on that. And the increase of €5 in the last budget really, really was not in line with the cost of living increases. And I suppose we're going to be hearing today about the summer economic statement and how much money the government will be willing to allocate to various different sectors of society. And I'm hoping that they will realise that people are taking trains and people are, not going to the supermarket as regularly as they should be and not getting the nutrition that they need to live a full and healthy life. And this need really needs to be addressed, and throwing a fiver at the pension is not the way to do that. And I'm delighted to hear that maybe the fuel allowance and the other benefits that the governments are talking about may come in September, which will, give a little bit of respite before we enter the winter months.
And the government would point out, though, I'm sure, in response to what you're saying, though, that, for example, in April and May, there was the €200 electricity subsidy, €200 off electricity bills in effect. They extended this year's or this winter's fuel allowance scheme, that they have been introducing measures to try and combat this crisis, which has not been caused by the government. They would say that this is cost of living crisis that is global at this stage, exacerbated by Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Yes, and I suppose, like I said earlier, I'm not going to be bashing the government here because there are a number of measures in place to alleviate the pressures that are currently being experienced by older people and vulnerable people and people in low incomes. But like, more needs to be done. And I appreciate the fact that they can't just throw money at this because that will just increase inflation. But like, we have to have a bit of joined up thinking. We also have to make people aware of the services that are available to older people, you know, that the local link buses are available, that there's a lot of different schemes in place for people so that they can, I suppose, prepare for the winter. There are grants available for people to insulate their homes to make them more comfortable. And there are organizations out there that help older people, that volunteer to help older people, like the South Kerry Partnership, St. Vincent de Paul, Cumann Yosef there in Tralee. There's a large number of organizations out there to help. And I suppose what we're saying is, reach out and look for the help, and the help will be provided. It's not all about money as well, you know. There's an awful lot of social isolation out there as well. So my advice to older people is to reach out, stay connected, attend the daycare centre, talk to people, and to stay connected with your local community. And I suppose during lockdown, we experienced a considerable amount of referrals to our service where older people were put under extra pressure for financial support from others. And nobody should be put in that position. And if you feel you are, you need to talk to somebody like your GP, your public health nurse, Sage Advocacy. It's a confidential service. Help is out there, and you need to be safeguarded. And the other thing as well, Tracy, I suppose older people have often put a little bit of money aside for the rainy day, and sometimes don't realise that the rainy day is happening now. So kind of have a bit of clear vision with regard to what you need now and what you might need in the future.
And that was Michael Cahalan, Regional Coordinator for Kerry with Sage Advocacy.